Okay, I would call to order the Charter School Review Committee meeting for August 25th, 2016, at 5:30 PM, and we will do roll call.
Glenn Steinbrecker?
Here.
Gail Pei? Excuse, Desiree Pointer Mays?
Here.
Linda Scott Cry?
Here.
Ruben Burgos? Expected? Joyce Mallory?
Here.
Kevin Ingram?
Here.
Why is Gail still on?
Gail should be asked the same question.
Her appointment has not, I haven't seen resignation letter, and her appointment has not been, she's not replaced yet.
Got it.
Kevin, you should tell her.
Okay.
I think, Linda, she gets replaced at the September 8th meeting. I think Monique is gonna be sworn in September 8th.
Okay.
That'll be September 8th, steering and rules, then she goes in for the whole entire council, so it'll be end of September.
Okay.
And you still need a letter of resignation?
Once the appointment goes through, no.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. All right, item number two, review and approval of the minutes from July 21st, 2016. Were there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
I move approval as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item number three, number one, vote on the contract extension for ML Tharps and Associates. Dr. Fuller?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Howard Fuller's. Yeah. Can you hear me now? Okay. Howard Fuller, still performing the staffing role for the committee, but this hopefully will be my last meeting doing that since Gail has been hired. And we started the onboarding process, and she starts effective September 1st to be the staff person. So two things, Mr. Chair. One is I wanted to, you know, go over what this is and make sure that we can answer everybody's questions. But I also wanted to know if you wanted to take the opportunity, if not now, at some point, for me to sort of explain the history of how these contracts got set up, the way that they got set up, and why they need to be, you know, why this change needs to occur. The specifics of this is that the contract with ML Tharps ended on August the 31st of this year. But as you know, they have a responsibility, they have two responsibilities. One is to get monthly reports from the schools so that they can look at those reports to see if there are any kind of financial issues that needed to be, you know, highlighted or, you know, any kind of concerns. The second thing is to finish the work to produce the final report for the 15-16 school year. The problem is the audits that they need in order to finish that report. You usually don't get those until October, and the latest one, I think, for Central City Cyber School is November. And then they have to take all of those reports and make a final report for the committee, and then for the committee to submit a report to steering the rules. So what has happened is because over the years, these were recurring contracts, the fact that it ended August 31st was not an issue because they would continue. It is an issue this year because the contract would have ended prior to them being able to begin the monthly reports for this 16-17 school year, and then to finish the work that they need to do to create the final report for the 15-16 school year. So this was the reason for requesting this extension. And in the discussions with the folks from DOA, we obviously want to set the new contract up that would either be ML Tharps or some other vendor who might bid for this in a way that we won't run into this problem the next time.
Yeah, it needs to be on the calendar.
Well, it needs to, what it'll have to be, Committee Member Mallory, is that talking to Rhonda, we're talking about setting it up from our, the problem right now is getting the RFP out on the street and with enough time for people to review it and if they want to compete for it. So we're looking at a starting date of October 1st, but that it would run through December of not, of 17 or 18, depending upon whether it's a one-year contract or a two-year contract. And so what that would mean is that in the future, we wouldn't have this extension problem, because the contract would not end until the December of that year, so that people could complete the work. But what would happen is you're gonna always have overlap. Because what you would then do, like let's say if you went to 19 as an example, the new contract for the new vendor or them would again begin in October. So you would be running the contract in October for the new vendor or for them to repeat while they're still completing the work for that school year. And so you there will be a period of a few months where there's going to be overlap between a new vendor and the current vendor to finish the work.
So
does that make sense?
Yes. Would this be a multi-year contract then?
Yeah, we're going to have
or like four years?
No, we're going to have to determine the length. The committee is going to have to determine the length of the contract. Do you want it to be 1 year or 2 years? But it's actually going to be not a year. It's going to be
15 months.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It won't be as we have now.
The work period will be from October from 1 year through 12/31 the following year.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But could we include multiple years in one contract with
an Yes. I mean, what in the past, what has happened is I think these contracts have been 2 years or 3 years with the possibility of an extension.
Correct.
And so the committee's going to have to decide. Do you want to have it 2 years with the possibility of an extension? Just how do you want to do that? But what I'm hoping you understand is why this extension is necessary.
Right.
And then that we're already working on the RFP for either a new vendor or for them to bid for the upcoming school year.
I would like to see at least a 4-year contract with a 2-year possible extension, because it's just going through the learning curve of getting a new vendor in there. And that's how the city, when I did the RFP for the city's audit, I had it for 4 years, for a 4-year period.
I think that this is something this committee can decide and make that recommendation on the So as we are discussing this with Rhonda now, to get the new RFP into place, I don't know, Linda, if we can make that decision today, because it wasn't put on the agenda. But the problem is we can't wait to get the RFP out on the contract. Because if we don't do it now, we're not going to be able to do it in time, for the upcoming school year. Because what we're telling ML Tharps, just so you all know, we want them to stop receiving monthly reports at the end of September. So they will get the monthly reports for July and the monthly reports for August. The reason for that is because we intend to have a new vendor or them by October 1st. Mm-hmm. And so then the new vendor, or if they win the bid, they would then start receiving the monthly reports in October. So they will get a September report and then go on. Does this make sense?
I have just kind of a clarifying, I guess, because it seems like what we've got here in front of us is the original contract and then the current contract, which represents basically this interstitial space of what we need yet for them to accomplish, right? So the 8,500.
What you have in front of you is voting on the extension.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that extension will go through December.
Right. So basically, I mean, my concern is that, and I know that we're not deciding on the new process for the length of contract, but so that I understand it, we're looking at the kind of what a yearly cost is and then this sort of extra 3 months cost is. And as we think about a new process, my concern would be that for their completion of their work, there's contingencies on other things. And we were just talking this as we sat down about the embargoed test scores and things like that, things that can be that can affect the timely completion of their work. So it strikes me that I would worry that if we have, say, an October to December finishing timeline, that that yet may result in something like this if there are other contingencies down the line. Do you think that would be avoided?
No, it shouldn't. See, okay. Because that's, what you have to see, it will be October to the following.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. Right. But I think that when they're finishing up, there would still be yearly work that they're analyzing and things
correct.
Like that. Would there ever be a situation in which there would yet be further creep?
You don't ever say, you don't never want to say never.
Right.
But even with what you're going to talk about in number two, the feeling is they'll still be able to complete the work
right.
in time to give you a final report by the end of December.
That's why I'm a little bit concerned of, because for the 2014-2015 school year, we received it on March, their letter was dated March 25th, 2016, and then we reviewed this, I believe, at the May 25th, 2016 Charter School Review Committee meeting.
Right.
But Glenn, we should be able, though, to the work will be completed by the end of December. The question of when it gets to the committee and then to Stern and Rules is something that we have to manage better, I would say.
Okay. Well, that's they need to get the audits to ML Tharps, too.
Right.
So
right.
That's what I'm a little bit concerned, that some of the schools may not get their audits to ML Tharps on a timely manner.
It sounds like they haven't gotten them in early enough to make the work happen.
Yeah, but we've talked about that, and so the schedule that we have right now is that all of the audits are scheduled to be to them by the end of October, with the exception of Central City, it's November. Right. And in talking with Carl, he feels that this gives them enough time to be able to finish their work by the end of December. So under current circumstances,
right.
we shouldn't have the problem,
right.
but we can't say.
Right.
So we're trying to create a situation where we're most likely not to have this problem again.
Right. That the original timing of the contract was, in hindsight, not aligned well with the other kinds of review processes. So as we consider this and make a recommendation about it, I mean, we're talking about both the appropriateness of this, but then also with an eye on how can we avoid, how can we create good structures to avoid that kind of extension type conversation in the future?
Right. And you all should know that we will have to come back to the committee when it's noticed to try to make the same change for the Children's Research Center. Mm-hmm. Because they, in essence, have the same problem in that, and even without this embargo, that they wouldn't have all the materials that they need until after August. But there's nothing we can do about this for the current contract. But you all should know that we will have to begin discussions about a new contract for the monitoring. Probably we need to begin discussions in the fall of next year so that we can have the RFP in time to begin, I think, September 1st for CRC. And then we would loop that through December in the same way, mm-hmm. for the same reason. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes
sense. Yeah, no, that's helpful. I think it makes sense to, where possible, have similar calendars so that our work is aligned and people can rely on each other. Because since we have this sort of multiple different vendors whose work depends on that alignment.
And I don't know if you wanted to ask, Sharon, but just again, so you all have the history of this, and people have obviously their own interpretations. I'm gonna actually give you the facts and then you can do whatever. So when this whole process began all of those years ago, when the task force was first set up to create the city ordinance that allowed for the city to charter schools, the city council was very clear. They did not want two things to happen. One, the creation of any new city positions, and two, they didn't want any levy money spent on this entire process. So for the first 3 to maybe 5 years of this work, I raised all of the money privately to support the work of the Charter School Review Committee. The city, with the Department of Administration, work with us to do the RFPs that led to the hiring of ML Tharps and the Children's Research Center. However, for the first 3 to 5 years, and I have to find out exactly what it was, the contracts was not with the city, it was with Marquette. Because my institute had raised all of the money. And so even though the city helped us do the RFPs, the contract actually was with Marquette. At the point that we had enough schools so that you could begin to charge an administrative fee and the program could become self-supporting is when we moved to the situation where the contract with Marquette to do the staffing, these contracts moved over from a contract with Marquette to the opposite, where the money was in the city, and then the city, in essence, did the contracting to carry out the services. That's why this was set up the way it was set up. And you all should realize, too, that, and it may still be happening, at the end of each year, for a number of years, any work that any city department did to support the work of the Charter School Review Committee, they invoice the committee to be paid back. And that was the way to say that there was no levy money being used to support the work of the committee. Mm-hmm. And back then, and I don't know if Sharon can say, well, it's still the case, if people printed some paper, they were supposed to keep track of the cost of that. And that was then a part of the invoice, along with the amount of time that any city employee spent doing this work. And back then it was the city attorney and DOA, but not the city clerk's office, as I understand. So that's just a little bit of the history so that you understand why these things got set up the way that they did.
Right.
And, you know, we have a different period now, and so some of this stuff, you know, will be changed. But I want you all to be very clear on my part. There's whatever changes people want to make, we want to make sure we assist in that change and that we're totally transparent because there's nothing to hide. There's nothing that it is what it is.
Right.
Okay. So at the end of, so as of December 31st for this extended contract, will that include, let's say, for example, we didn't have ML Tharps. Will they be able to do their presentation to the CRC? To us?
Well, they will, because once this is approved, then they're going to be paid for the work that they do beyond the initial contract. And so the whatever the amount is that you all have, the $8,452, what that's paying for is the work to complete the 15-16 school year and the 2 months of collection and analyzing the monthly reports for the 16-17 school year.
There is a line item here for board meeting attendance. I don't know if that means us.
Yes. What we also want them to do is the CRC has historically gone to each board meeting after the report and made a report to each school board. That has not always happened with the financial report. Mm-hmm. What I want is for them to also go to each school board and present the financial report.
I see. That's helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
That's good. That's good, too. Okay. Okay.
Sharon, anything there?
I'll just make a comment. Sharon Robinson, Administration Director for the City of Milwaukee. The reason I came to the table is I just wanted to clarify. As you noticed, there's two issues in question, and one is the contract extension for ML Tharp. And so Department of Administration is working with Howard and Charter School Review Committee to make sure that you receive the services that you need through the contract extension. But decisions don't necessarily need to be made today in terms of the RFP that we want to put on a fast track to ensure that future services continue the next school year. So And we're also in consultation with the Office of the City Attorney, and we're going to make sure that we time the scope of work in a different manner where it's not based on an arbitrary deadline, but it's more time with the exact work that needs to be done in the cycle for chartering schools and then issuing reports on financial accountability. So, and with RFPs, there is a little bit more discretion in terms of, I'm not quite sure if we'll need to bring it to a council committee or not, but if so, it clearly we need to vet it by this body, but I'm not sure if we'll need to bring it to a council committee or not, but I have been talking with the council president as well, and we'll be seeking his input on whether he or not he thinks that's something that should be appropriate. So I just wanted to clarify that
that's helpful.
The RFP that we're working on right now and putting on a fast track is something that's a little bit separate from
and
the decision that needs to be made today.
Okay, good. And something that Glenn asked, is the question is, could it incorporate what Glenn normally does with the types of terms that Glenn normally deals with in terms of a 4-year, I mean, is it an option?
We should actually meet with you, Glenn, in terms of the scope of work, because we're actually working on a draft right now, and definitely could use your feedback.
Okay. Just send it to me. Okay, thank you.
Rhonda Kelsey, yeah, reach out to you to make sure that the scope is exactly.
One thing is, and Sharon and I have talked about this, is that, Kevin, we will want you to make an appointment to the RFP review committee, or whatever is that what you call it? Whoever's going to be reviewing these once they come in,
right. There's
got to be a committee of people who will be doing the review.
Yeah, it's a minimum. We've identified some folks that we think would be good to serve on the team, but it's a minimum of 5 people that need to serve on the RFP review team. So.
And it could either, I mean, it's up to you, but it could be a committee member, or you could have your staff person serve in that
role,
in that role as well.
Which okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any additional information regarding the contract extension?
No, unless there's some questions from the committee.
No, I don't have any others.
Any questions from the audience? Come forward, please.
Thank you, Larry Hoffman. 2 questions, please. First, did I understand it to be said that the CRC would now have a 14 to 15 month contract, and if that's so, would their fee be increased proportionally?
No.
I didn't say that.
I think I may have clouded the issue with my questioning. I think right now we're deciding about an additional 3 months of contract so that they can finish the current work. That's our work today. Possibly for the future, and that Glenn would work on with Sharon. Right? And her team would be thinking about a span of time for future RFPs that might not be 15 months, but would be a multiple of 12 plus 3, right? Because we'd have 12 months, 12 months, 12 months plus.
Well, nine months out of the school year or 10 months, but it would be cover a full year for the contract, but the work would only cover 10 or 9 months, I believe.
Do these, I mean, does their work go year-round, though?
No, so let me try. First of all.
But the question was just.
ML
Thar. The answer is no. And so there shouldn't be any more discussion about that.
Because we're not even talking about the CRC.
Yeah.
We're talking about the ML Tharps.
That's right.
And we're only talking about currently an extension of their current contract.
The answer to his question was that answer is no, it's not 14 months. End of discussion.
And nor is it for the CRC.
And plus, it's not on the agenda.
We're not talking about the CRC.
Right.
Thank you. And my second question is to the Director of Administration, if possible. How does the city determine who gets to serve on the RFP review committee?
Rhonda Kelsey is the city's purchasing director, and determinations about who serves on the committee are done basically based on a collective decision. Sometimes we consult with, where oftentimes or almost always, we'll speak with the Common Council, also Office of City Attorney, but generally you need someone who has some experience or some knowledge of the Charter School Review Committee. So, and then also in general city government. So essentially it would be standard to have a DOA representative, no one that's on the purchasing division, but that would basically represent myself or whatever. And I would select an individual from DOA. And again, the council president would definitely want to probably make a recommendation, since Steering and Rules has oversight over Charter School Review Committee. And then Rhonda could speak more, you know, intelligently on how she puts together the review team. Frankly, I generally try to steer away from that process and leave it in her hands or whatever, just so that it's a more, you know, objective type of decision-making process or whatever. So I don't really like to influence or inform that too much. But the comptroller's office, that's another one that would be traditionally represented because of their accountability function in city government in general. So,
can I ask a quick question, which is, Rhonda Kelsey, what's her title? I don't know.
She's the director of purchasing, so she is the person who has authority to basically put together the RFPs, bids, contracts,
Thank
and
you.
It's under her purview.
Got it.
Thank you. Forgot to say that I'm representing Schools and Communities United.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Okay.
Oh, no, I thought maybe I had been confusing.
Any additional comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the 3-month extension for ML Tharp's contract to September 1st through December 31st.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Okay, thank you. Anything else you want to add? Okay. The second item is just for a point of clarification, discussion and possible motion relating to the DAC District Assessment Committee's digest on July 20th that the Children's Research Center wanted to talk about at the last meeting. Basically, I sent out an email from DPI that they're still embargoing the test scores. Mm-hmm. So that just impacts CRC's ability to do their report, so the information is not ready to be released for public release. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to share with the committee.
Right.
And if anybody had any questions regarding that, I'll entertain questions.
When can we expect that embargo would be lifted?
They didn't say.
Do we need a motion to enter this into the record, or is there anything official? No, okay.
I just wanted to make you aware, so that when their reports come in, they come in later than what they normally would come in. They won't know. They won't know. They depend on us. This is strictly DPI's control. Once they say it's for public release, then we can go to the website and then get all the information and download it. Then the public can also go to the website and get it. Right now, they can't go to DPI's website and get the information.
Right. And I would imagine that school leaders who may have the data are embargoed from talking about it publicly as well.
So
this is just for information?
This is just for point of information.
Can school leaders use it internally?
Technically, they probably can, but they just can't publicize the process until it is released.
Yeah, well, I mean, so at least they have something to use at the start of the school year.
Yes.
Who needs help and who doesn't?
Work of school leaders is challenging enough, so we thank school leaders everywhere for the hard work that they do, especially this time of year.
But they don't need to be trying to figure out how well, without.
So, having no further business before us, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All second. Right. We stand adjourned.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for the water.
Oh, this is a high five. I mean, the challenge is.